is it that person who happened to be born by default as your brother, physical brother? At the spiritual level. At the spiritual level, what matters? Yes. It is he who can give you God brothers, or brothers who will walk in this world with you, with whom you will share your spiritual experiences and grow. What is a brother? Who is a brother? Who walks with the same generation, who walks with you through this life. I hope I am being understood in my concept. Go on.
That is the definition. Huh.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, Narasimha. Okay. Not only Guru. Guru is Guru, the Parampara.
Okay.
Okay. See, the Jaimini is very, very small. Small words, single words. And it has tremendous depth. Tremendous. Okay, am I being understood so far? Charakarakas, they are very difficult because they are related to spirituality, for which the proof lies in the pudding. You got to eat the pudding to find out how good it is or bad it is.
So is there a charakaraka for sister and daughter?
You didn't understand it. When I say bhratrikaraka, it's not male or female. The atma is neither male or female.
It could be sister
or... Yeah. It could be a guru sister. You could be my guru sister. We are sharing this knowledge. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now after the charakarakas, we will come now to sthirakarakas. Sthira are...
Sanjay, can I just ask one question for clarification? So the charakarakas, we should not look at the health of these people you look for the support in your life from these people in the various times.
The spiritual support.
Spiritual support.
The internal support.
And you're not looking at the health of these individuals.
Only the point of death.
Yeah.
What is happening at the point of death? The soul is going away. So we have been advised only to see death from the charakarakas or their spiritual developments or things like that. Because at the death there is a clear separation. You don't meet the person anymore. The soul has gone away. So Jaimini uses, when he talks of death, he uses charakarakas. For death, Jaimini, he uses the following. Number one, the body, lagna. The arudha, the image. And three, the charakarakas will come. When we do, are we doing longevity this time?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll cover all three. Okay. Anybody having any further doubts?
So, which charakaraka does he use? You said he uses lagna,
No. He uses, at the point of death,
right.
Three things are happening. One is his body is dying.
Right.
Two, there is an image. That people get to the Aruda, people get to know that he was this and he has died. So and so Sanjay is dead or whatever is dead. Third, his soul is going away.
So he uses
Charakaraka, yes, Atmakaraka for that. The third rate from the Atmakaraka can also show a bad death if Rahu is there. He specifically mentioned it. So if the Rahu is placed in the third rate, he uses it specifically. In fact, he has even given a very specific dictum that for checking the Charakarakatva of Rahu, you have to count the degrees from the end of the sign.
Right.
I hope you are aware of that. In fact, that itself is a proof that there are 8 Charakarakas. Why would he give that otherwise? Actually, the problem is Satsriji. We are still not very clear as to when to ignore Rahu. When to ignore Rahu. And why would there be 7? And 7, you see, look at it like this. There are 7 fixed significators. Right? 7 sthirakarakas, 7 days of the week, I accept that. There is no argument in that, we accept it. There are 9 natural these things, that is also accepted. Because these are easy to understand. Why are there 7 fixed significators? Sthirakarakas. Have you heard of Sthirakarakas? Have you heard of a thing called Sthirakaraka?
Yes.
Or fixed significators? And there are only 7 of them. Why 7? All of you know that there are 7, right? Most of you know. You don't know. Okay, fine. There are seven of them only. Rahu and Ketu are excluded. Fixed significator is there are no controversies. It is very easy to understand. What is a fixed significator? A fixed significator is seen purely for the purpose of the death of the body. So only those planets which have physical bodies can become physical significators or sthira fixed significators. And Rahu and Ketu don't have bodies. Right. Since Rahu and Ketu do not have bodies, they cannot become fixed significators. So only seven are left. Sun to Saturn. It's a very clear logic. No, out here we don't have any arguments. All systems, both schools are very clear on this. I mean, I couldn't understand that how is it that my children or anybody's children have no role at all in the spiritual development of the father. The father is a VVVIP for the child. If the child is a Hindu, it is because the father is a Hindu. If the child is a Muslim, the father is the Muslim. So the fundamental religion is coming to the child from the father. Okay, so in maybe those exceptions, but fundamentally we cannot ignore Prithvi, because here we are talking of spirits, spiritual growth and development. How can a father's, anybody's spiritual growth increases normally after having children? You become more responsible. You decide that, okay, man, I've grown up, now it's time to start going to the church. Growth or fall occurs because of an association. The coming of a child invariably brings about a change, because a new spirit has come into the house. And the equations of the various spirits get slightly altered. How can we ignore children in a house? No way, you can't ignore children, no?